After the party is the hotel lobby, and after the building is probably Chris. Fuck that shit, we on this red wine tonight, baby. Hey, 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 it's the big motherfucking baby. And I'm back, bitch. Oh, I'm doing two parts in a row. Oh, goddamn, I think I'm back in my bag. I might hit a freestyle on this motherfucker. Crazy as hell, you know I'm not freestyling the shit. Shout out to Fiesta Remix, Hov, you know, this ain't my music. I don't make music. And we'll be drinking till 6 in the morning. Thank you. In the back of the club, popping bottles of Chris in the bar. You know. Yo. So we about to get into this shit. I'm going to talk about R. Kelly today. As you see, that's why I'm playing on the intro. That motherfucker kills me singing. My, 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 my. All right, Kel, shut the hell up. So yeah, you know it's me. It's the big motherfucking baby. And I got questions, man. Shit. Whole lot of baby shit going on in here, man. I told you, it's funky. Where we at, man? So the first topic of today is it wrong to bump and grind while playing bump and grind? Can you play R. Kelly while you fucking still? You know, that's the go-to thing. A lot of babies been made to R. Kelly. A lot of babies making been done to R. Kelly, but can we still make babies to R. Kelly now? Well, we're going to be thinking about fucking babies, allegedly. Like, is that what we've come to? Can we separate the art from the artist? I mean, hell, I'm asking you, because what the hell do I know? Because I'm just a big motherfucking baby. But I think it's a very important question to be asked. You know, like, because R. Kelly is he's a generational talent. Talent-wise, the music he's put out, he's a motherfucking legend.
I'm a motherfucking legend.
But at the same time, his lifestyle, his alleged lifestyle, I don't know if I want to be linked to that. You know what I mean? Like, Kels, you know, we all know about the infamous alleged piss tape with the chick who was allegedly young as hell, but he beat that, so as far as I know, that didn't happen. You know, I trust our criminal justice system sometimes to say that, hey, if the law say he didn't do it, I mean, the law say he didn't do it, the motherfucker didn't do it, as far as I know, because I wasn't there, I'm not an eyewitness. But I will say, in light of all of his other happenings, it doesn't make that shit seem so far off, you know. You wouldn't be shocked to see the, oh, no, Kels did that. So I have a few questions for you. I really do, because there's a question that needs to be answered. Can you bump and grind to bump and grind? Oh, yeah, I wrote this shit, man. Girl, if I ask you to come to my hotel and leave the room key, you gonna kick me out if I play it? Does R. Kelly still get you ready? Will it ruin the mood? Can I play 12 play during foreplay? Am I gonna have to take my key out the ignition while playing filling on your booty? Are you gonna make me step in the name of love? Cause I need to know. Am I gonna have the fiesta if I play fiesta? You gonna move your body like a snake, ma? Or you gonna bite me like a snake, ma? You know, I just need to know. Because, goddamn, like, I you know, he got these sex hits. You know? He also has real talk. Well, he teaches you how to talk to a woman, for real. But if I play R. Kelly, if I go to that shit, you know, Step in the Name of Love. I'm not playing Step in the Name of Love in no type of freaky playlist. No, but you get the point I'm getting at. If I'm playing some slow jam, some R. Kelly, dog, you gonna kick me up out of here? Or we gonna bump uglies? You know, he also has something to do with Age Ain't Nothing But a Number with Aaliyah when he married her when she was young, very young, RIP to Aaliyah. So, my question is, are we really trying to get R. Kelly the fuck up out of here? Like, are we just saying fuck R. Kelly? Is that what we doing? You know what, man? It, Me Too movement. Fuck Bill Cosby. Get all these motherfuckers the fuck up out of here. Fuck your talent. Fuck your hits. Fuck your innocence. Fuck your guilt. You got an allegation. We're going to get you the fuck up out of here. Is that what we're doing with R. Kelly now? Is that what we're doing? Is... Because I don't know. Because my thing is, all of the shit that he has done
is alleged. Allegedly has sex slaves.
Are we going to just say, fuck R. Kelly, he got to get up out of here? Is that what we're saying? Because if we are saying that, then, you know, that's whatever. I don't really give a damn. I barely listen to R. Kelly, to be perfectly honest with you. But I also listen to Chris Brown. And apparently they're coming after him next. So we're going to get everybody the fuck up out of here. Are we going to separate the art from the artist? That's the real question. When I say can we bump and grind to bump and grind, I'm really asking can we separate the art from the artist. All right, so I love to take a comedic point to everything that I do. Why? Because I'm a big motherfucking baby and everything's funny to me. And I'm back. And I'm in my bag. A whole lot of baby shit going on. I need to change my diaper. But at the same time, I also want to take a realistic approach to everything, you know. You really got to ask the question, man. You got to ask the question. So what do we do, man? Do we throw away all the stuff that we fucked with that's sonically pleasing for the greater good? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Because as much as I don't want to put no more money in someone's pockets who is a fucked up individual... Knowing that they're a fucked up individual. How many people am I supporting that are fucked up and I just don't goddamn know, you know? Or do I really care? Because I'm not the biggest moralist in the world. I'm not going to lie to you. Oh, yeah, it tastes so good. I'm not the biggest moralist. So it's like if you make good music, man, I don't care what you do in your personal time. That's between you and God. Like karma's going to catch up to you. But at the same time, if I know somebody's flawed and I'm making them richer, am I wrong? I don't know. I really don't know. So we really have to take a deep dive into all of this because we have to say, do we separate the art from the artist? And I keep asking this question because we get mad at Kanye for his stuff, right? His rants, his bullshit, his views on life. But then when he drops good music, we listen to it, we consume it, we stream it, we put money in his pocket, we go to his tours. Right? Now cities are starting to tell R. Kelly, nah, bro, you gotta get the fuck up out of here, bro. We don't want your bag. Because of what you represent. Now, I'm totally aligned with if somebody does not represent what you believe in, you can they motherfucking ass. Straight up. But at the same time, if something is an allegation and we don't know that to be true, I just feel like we can't make decisions or make judgment unless you're an eyewitness or you are a victim. Now, if you are a victim, so obviously you know you have a firsthand account of what the fuck happened. You can feel however the fuck you want to feel about a motherfucker because you know what the hell happened. But for people on the outside looking in who are just looking at reports and stuff, we can draw our own conclusions, but we don't really know what the hell is going on. And because we don't really know what the hell is going on and we haven't received a decision from our criminal justice system, I mean, we should move out. It's none of my business. It's none of my business until I know. Now, I'm sure all of you are fairly aware that Pandora and Spotify took action, right? Spotify did not remove R. Kelly from their platform, but he got removed from their playlist, so he's not getting hyped up. You got to go look for Kels.
It's your boy Kels. You know?
This is my story. Yeah, I'm from the Seville dirt. But yeah, so... So they took him off the playlist and ain't gonna highlight that shit. And I guess I'm okay with that. But at the same time, there's still allegations.
Numerous allegations that he's running a sex farm. He got bitches trained on leashes, allegedly. And they barking, Kels, Kels, Kels.
You know, they singing his songs to him in Spanish. And then he fuck him upside down. That's what I heard, allegedly. You know, R. Kelly, he hits him with whips and chains. He's not scared of lions and tigers and bears. You know, he just sticks his keys in the ignition and he turns them on. And then when he get pissed off, you know, he parks the car and turns them off.
And then, you know, they go back to their cage. Nap time. You know, no treat for you, girl. He got them brainwashed. But his brainwashing of these women also speaks to something else crazy. Now, let's really think about this. Let's really take a deep dive into this. You go to an R&B concert. Oh, my God, look at this. I tell you, it's good, it's my soul. Y'all throwing your panties on stage, acting crazy. They motherfucking grind on you. You ready to fuck the dog shit out these motherfuckers.
Never met them. All you heard is they song. They music.
That really tells you the crazy motherfucking mind control R. Kelly got over these motherfuckers, allegedly. To be running a sex farm out of them? Shit, you know. He ain't got motherfucking pigs and cows, motherfucker. Nah, he ain't got pigs and cows, man. He got hoes and sluts. He raised them up.
And he's training them the way he wants them to be, allegedly.
And it's crazy, man, that music. But it's not just the music, because it has to be the person. The person before the music. Because before we knew he was this crazy, creep-ass sex deviant, allegedly,
he was getting folks' mamas wet. Folks' daughters wet. Folks' grandmamas wet. He was getting them
freaky. Because he's a goddamn freak.
He's a big old freak. He's a freaking weak. Move your body like a snake, man.
But that's really what he was on, you know? You know, he said, my mind is telling me no. Like, that should be all you need to know. Bump and grind. My mind is telling me no.
This bitch is too young, allegedly. But my body is telling me yeah, baby. I don't want to hurt nobody.
Because if somebody find out that I'm fucking this little girl, I'm in trouble.
But there's something I must confess. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind with a little girl,
allegedly, and that's what he's saying. You know what I mean? That's the kicker. That's the kicker. You know, he's been telling to you in his music, because of creative people, man, they express themselves through their art, right? They use their art to tell a story.
This is my story. I can love them young old girls. He puts them in cages and he rocks their world. This is a story. And I'm sticking to it. I ain't even do it.
Yes, you did, Kels. But no, so like, we gotta pay attention to that shit, man. Like, this stuff comes out into the fucking art, allegedly. So, honestly, I'm just bantering and don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. But I do want to pivot into a more serious topic, though. And it kind of goes along with this and the whole Me Too movement. It is, at what point are you forgiven? Right? Like, to me, I think this is a serious question that needs to answer. At what point are sexual offenders forgiven? Right? Does it mean that, you know, sorry, I gotta repeat myself. At what point are sexual offenders forgiven? If you made a mistake, you've been fixed, you've been clean, you ain't done shit again, you know, you've learned from your ways, because maybe culturally you made decisions that were okay at a time and now they're not, you know, because culture does evolve. Or you just fucked up, or you were a sick fuck and you realized you were a sick fuck and you got your shit together. But does that mean we ban them from Hollywood? Do we ban them from the entertainment industry? Do we ban them from work? Can they not excel like other people? Like, I don't know the answer to that question. And that's, like, I think the biggest question needs to be answered in the wake of all this Me Too shit. It's like, at what point do we forgive people and let them go on with their lives? Because I'm not saying every crime is on the same level, because that's definitely untrue. But people do grow and they change and they learn from their flaws. So can we punish somebody their entire life? Now, if they ain't learning, fuck them. Diplomatic immunity, fuck them. They don't need that. They don't need no immunity. Diplomatic nothing. But if you're somebody who you know, was flirting with chicks at work, going too hard, grabbing on some ass, you know, doing all that freaky shit, trying to take them up and hit them with the Weinstein, the Harvey Weinstein, that's not okay.
But if you were doing that in the 80s and the 90s, and then you realize, oh shit, this 2018, I can't do that shit no more. I'm reformed. Do you still get punished? I don't know. And I'm not trying to say men didn't know what they were doing and all this. No. Miss me with that bullshit. But I am trying to say this is a serious question that we have to answer. It's a serious discussion that nobody wants to talk about. I was watching Undisputed on FS1 the other day, and they're talking about fucking Peyton Manning, right? And the freak shit he did when he was in college in 96. And it was like, I don't think he should be on one of the purchasing team, one of the ownership groups for the Carolina Panthers because of their former owner and his allegation. Son, that was 96, bro. You feel me? That was 22 years ago. Peyton Manning has been a model citizen. Again, I'm not trying to say what he did was right. I'm not trying to take up for him. But what I am trying to say is that when do we forgive people and allow them to move on with their lives, right? Especially when they're not sex offenders, they're not criminals, man. I don't know. It speaks to an issue in our criminal justice system. What's the point of going to jail, right, serving a bid, doing your time, then coming out and everybody knowing that you did that, and then it being held against you? It's one thing if you're a repeat offender, right? But the point of the criminal justice system is to bring criminals to justice, but to also rehabilitate them, which prison doesn't do. But if we're truly rehabilitating people and getting them ready to come back into mainstream society, why are we treating them differently from anyone else? Again, if you are a career criminal, you should be treated like a career criminal. But at the same time, if our system works the way it's supposed to work, and the way we say that it works, then people should be allowed to fuck up, serve their time, all right, let's start the fuck over, you know what I mean? But there's no rules for this. And you can't tell people how to feel about something like that because everything hits people differently. Some crimes are more egregious to others than some. You know, some things I could give a fuck about. Some things that could be high on your list. Some things that are high on my list could be low on your list. And we don't have a barometer, a metric, a standard to fix that. Wow, I went crazy off topic, but I had to hit some shit that's kind of important because, yeah, I be on my baby shit, man. I love to talk a lot of dumb shit, you know. But at the same time, like, I have to talk about shit that's important, man. Like, I can't just bullshit and talk about nothing. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I gotta talk about something. But.
What in the butt? In the butt?
But anyways. What I do want to talk about now is I went to motherfucking Starbucks the other day, and I told my Snap audience this shit, man. I went and got me a chicken sausage biscuit, right? I get up to the motherfucking counter and say, hey, I need some strawberry jelly. This motherfucker goes, we don't have any jelly, but you can go to the Jack in the Box down the street and get some jelly. Nigga, what? Nigga, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to go to Jack in the Box and be like, hey, Mr. Jack in the Box drive-thru, let me get a large order of strawberry jelly, 2 packets. That'll be all. Sir, we do not just serve straight jelly. Well, I got my food from Starbucks. I got me a biscuit, my coffee, and they sent me over here for the jelly because they ain't got no goddamn jelly. Starbucks, I ain't going to be serving dry-ass biscuits and no jelly, nigga. What the fuck you think I am, nigga? Come on, man. I need some motherfucking jelly. Need that jelly. I need that jelly. Get it how I live it. Live it how I get it. Who the motherfucking, hey. But yeah, like, I was so confused. You know what I mean? Just come on, nigga, how the fuck you ain't gonna have no goddamn jelly? You really ain't got no strawberry jelly. Starbucks, you need to get your shit together. We gonna be protesting again. Y'all keep this shit up. We gonna be protesting again. Oh, but back to niggas and women. Tristan Thompson, man. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga Tristan Thompson, man? So all these cheating allegations of Tristan Thompson being sloppy comes out. You know, I think that's some Kardashian power play bullshit, because you know how them niggas is. Let's get the ratings up for the show. Tristan hasn't been playing well this season. You know, we need to help Tristan out. You dig? We need to get some more money in Chloe's pocket. Big up the fucking birth. So we're going to show all of Tristan cheating. Show Tristan cheating. Chloe had been knew he was cheating. He wasn't devastated. That bitch knew he was cheating. Yeah, she had know he was cheating. Come on, man. All that floppy cheating that nigga was doing. She had to know he was cheating. So, yeah, this motherfucker was cheating. He cheating with Instagram hoes that I follow and shit, man. Like, goddamn, TT, I see you, big dog. Now, fucked up as it is that he was cheating. He's an NBA player and made damn near $100 million in his career. Got a championship. Got a Kardashian pregnant, so he's set for life. Probably step out, too. Probably step out of bounds, yeah. Sure would. Turn it over. Shit, you know. Maybe hit the bench for a little while, but I'll come back. His game wasn't good this season. He just didn't play well all season. He was hurt. He was trash. You know, he should just step out and find himself again. Get his mojo back. His mochismo. So he was fucking them hoes. But the thing is, Tristan Thompson, the shit you can't do is come out and do that suck-ass shit that you did when you goddamn said, you came out and said that, you know what you said, Tristan Thompson. You were saying, you just felt obligated to cheat. You said I'm about to go live. That you was under so much pressure from all these women that you just couldn't say no. Did you feel like as an NBA player, it was your duty and your obligation to drop dick off on these hoes?
Now, I don't totally disagree with all of that shit you're saying, TT. Like, I mean, motherfucker, if you want to drop some goddamn motherfucking dick off,
drop it off.
But let's not say it's because you're an NBA player and you just felt the pressures to drop dick off. You want to fuck?
Man, look here, just say, man, look here. All these bad bitches want to fuck, so what most men would do. I gave them what they want. Hell, I'm not married yet. You know, I may be in that phase where we really close. She my baby mama.
And she always, you know.
But it's okay. You know, it's just because she's your baby mama, you probably shouldn't do her dirty. But, I mean, hell. She's a Kardashian. But long story short, that was definitely a ratings grab because of when the cheating happened and when the actual cheating came out. Like, come on, man. It's fucking...
Come on, it's the Kardashians, man. We're talking about Kris Jenner. You know, she runs that shit. What is that? Probably I can find that song, Project Pit.
Hold on, man. Get off goddamn blood. Instagram. Anybody watch? Don't nobody watch my Instagram. Don't nobody love me.
I ain't got no fans. I ain't got no supporters. I'm just a big motherfucking
baby. But anyway, let's pivot. Pivot, 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 pivot. Hey! Pivot, 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 pivot. I really want to be like a hype man for a DJ. I just want to be a nigga on the track just goddamn talking shit. You know, that song come on. You know, let me see. Let me get y'all something. See, what's one of them club bangers? What's a club banger? Yeah, goddamn, boy, I'm slow. I'm so slow. Let me see where we at with it. Come on. That damn iPhone is being stupid. We're going to go to Future. We're going to go to Future. Damn. Right. Music, come on. Yo! All these motherfuckers out here, yo. A lot of snakes in the grass. Fuck it. Take your motherfucking mask off, man. Let me know who you is. Nah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that one. That was trash. Hot garbage. Turn this Future off real quick. There we go. Man, Ty about to piss me off. I don't want to work when it goddamn want to motherfucking work. Pissing me the hell off. But yeah, I always wanted to do. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Yeah. DJ Khaled.
Where the hood niggas at? Throw your motherfucking hoods up right now. Let me see all the hood niggas. All the suburb niggas, all the country niggas, wherever you from, son. Represent your shit right now, B. For all you niggas who ain't from nowhere, who want to rep something, you just make sure you know one person from the area, and you throw that shit up, goddammit. And you go hard with them motherfuckers. You let them niggas know what's up. Because I'm out the hood. Where my hood niggas at? Where the hood niggas at, B? We about to turn...
Do it for the hood. Okay, we back. Boy, I disconnected the mic. But anyway, that's just me living out one of my dreams. So there's a few more things I want to get to before I get the hell up out of here. Like, I gotta got R. Kelly the fuck up out of here. Chloe, yeah, she done forgave Tristan Thompson. Ratings grab. Don't believe it. Yeah, he's cheated. She didn't give a damn. She probably still fucking Lamar when he get off the powder. He be like, yo, Chloe, I want that old thing, baby. You know what I mean? But anyways, then you got... what the hell is this going?
Oh, no, my beer is flooding.
I'm over here drinking like a damn rookie, man. About to fuck my shit up, dog. My beer exploded on me. Cuz, I'm not a crip. Don't get it twisted. So anyways, man, I just took a phone call, and I don't remember what the hell I was talking about. Don't give a fuck about what I was talking about, but here's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about these little goddamn kids. Whoa, Vicky, the little Asian bitch and the other little motherfucker. I don't know all their goddamn names. I don't know why the fuck they famous. Catch me outside. Catch me inside. Catch your ass at school, you dumb motherfucker. But my question is, why are they famous? Why are we talking about them? And... Man, the little Asian bitch got a whole lot of motherfucking money. I see she be flexing. I'm fighting on you haters. Look at my car. Look at my whip. You broke-ass niggas. Like, hey, bitch, you ass shit, man. But you got the bag. But where did you get it from? Like, I'm trying to get the bag like you. Pulling up in these foreign cars and chains and... And all this shit, these motherfuckers out here dissing Snoop Dogg and fighting and shit. This is what the hell is wrong with society. These badass kids, they need to get an ass whooping by their parents. They need some time out, some after school care, some boys and girls club. Go stay at their aunt house that they don't like because she only watched the soaps. And you can't control the TV. But why are these motherfuckers famous? Why they got time of day? I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
I wish somebody would tell me, like, what, man, he's... I'm just confused, man. Like, why do we glorify this dumb shit, this ignorance? Like, it's pointless. This ain't helping nobody out. Getting these dumbass kids thinking they right. They fucking stupid. Dumbass kids. I hate a stupid motherfucker, man. They fucking... Motherfuckers make me sick. But I'm running out of shit to say because I really just want to go in on Kells and talk a little bit about fucking Tristan Thompson. I was going to talk about Kevin Hart's nigga exploiting him for 10 mil. Nigga, you asked me way too much. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that. It's fucked up that you exploiting your mans. But that just tells me Kevin Hart ain't feeding the family like he's supposed to. If his niggas want to exploit him because he cheating, or that mean his nigga liked his wife and was probably... trying to fuck with it, and Kevin Hart just pulled the money move on him. He ain't got a dance. He make money moves, you know what I'm saying? And just took her. That's probably what happened.
Bro, you nigga, you know I wanted Nico. You know I had my eyes on her first, nigga. You how you gonna do me like that? I got your ass, nigga. I ain't gonna forget, motherfucker. You know I'm nigga, I'm gonna get in your pockets. 10 mil. 10 mil.
Boy, you should ask for 3. But yeah, man, if you a man, don't exploit your niggas, man. Just if they ain't feeding you the way you supposed to be feeding, you know you talented, bro, fuck them, move on. Because that's foul. And Kevin Hart, if you ain't feeding the family, fuck it. You know? Feed the family because that's foul. But at the end of the day, I don't feel bad for Kevin Hart because he was cheating on his wife while she was pregnant. And nigga, you got caught. He was breaking the rules. It would be different if it was a lie. But you did it. And can't feel bad for you.
But before I go, I would like to leave you with something. Just a little something from the bottom of my heart. Of my heart. Oh yeah. Just remember. It's okay. God damn, I wish this shit would motherfucking play. This is sorry at Wi-Fi. After the show, it's the after party. Hey, after the party is the... God damn, Rue. Rue! I'm in the middle of a goddamn podcast and you gonna goddamn call me.
Well, fuck. Put that shit on pause and then re-record.
I don't edit shit, motherfucker. I'm about to keep you on FaceTime. I'm almost done. I just gotta do one quick little thing.
Just call me back.
Nah, nigga, just stay on the phone.
Alright.
I just gotta play part of this song and do my exit. And I'm done. She acting stupid. Hold on. Oh, God damn it, YouTube. You can't be giving me no ass. I'm recording. Here we go. It's the after party, and this ain't loud enough, man. I don't like this. But you know what? Everybody mad at R. Kelly. That nigga can sing. Fuck Jay Verse. I want to hear Kelly sing. I'm back, mama. Fuck it. Big baby out, bitch.